Is your cash earning 4.25% APY right this very moment? It could be if it was in a Wealthfront cash account, where you can earn 4.25% APY through partner banks with free same-day withdrawals to eligible accounts every day, even on weekends and holidays. Just start a withdrawal as late as 9 p.m. Eastern. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving and investing today. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage isn't a bank. Funds are conveyed to partner banks who accept and maintain deposits and provide the interest rate and FDIC insurance. Rate is subject to change.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about how to make the most out of your walking routine. With me, Dr. Julia Camel, who's a sports medicine physician with Intermountain Health. And thank you so much for being with me today.
You're so welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So let's get started. Is there a way to walk better than another way? Is there a way that we should be positioning our feet? Or how can we make our routine the best that it can be?
First of all, I'd say we want you to be comfortable. So picking out some shoes that, you know, make the walk more enjoyable or comfortable, not too tight, would be a great way to get started. Also, something that some people may not think about or focus on is just having kind of a relaxed body posture, letting the shoulders drop and looking forward kind of with a chin up. So your neck doesn't get tired during the walking is a great way to get started. And just rolling your feet gently, and so you're not putting too much pressure on your joints as you walk and loosen up the muscles.
Describe for me how big a difference walking can make in someone's life. I mean, we see people running all the time and they do it, you know, it's their routine every morning. But can walking be as beneficial or more beneficial than running?
Absolutely. Walking can do amazing things for your health. We encourage everyone to walk as much as they're able to, even if they can just maybe walk 30 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be all at once, but walking can help with your immune function. It can help with pain in your joints from arthritis. It can help with many different diseases, helping manage diabetes and high blood pressure, heart conditions, even helping to prevent you from getting sick as much during the sick season right now. So it can really make amazing impact on your life.
Is there a difference when it comes to inside, like on your treadmill, or outside? I mean, obviously, when it's a bad air day, probably not outside, but otherwise?
Either one is fine, absolutely. Being outside can have so many benefits. You know, getting a little bit of sunlight can be very helpful for your circadian rhythm, and being around nature can be incredibly helpful for your mood as well. So if you can be outside and hear birdsong and, you know, look at our mountains, that would be amazing. But if being inside is easier and just more practical, absolutely, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I know when it's icy, the last thing I want to do is be outside and worry about falling. But other than that, I'm with you. Outside is the way for me to go. Let's talk for a second about distance. How much of a difference does it make when we walk a longer distance for our health, or are the shorter walks just as beneficial?
Both of them can be helpful for different reasons. We don't want people to really worry too much about the distance. A lot of it has to do with your intensity of how you're walking. So we encourage people to get started and try to walk a little bit more briskly. So even if you're doing short walks, but maybe you're walking a little bit faster, that can be really helpful for your health. So trying to focus on walking fast enough so maybe you can still say a couple of sentences, but maybe you're taking a breath in between as you're saying those sentences. That's kind of the level of intensity that was really ideal.
Yeah. Explain why that makes a difference.
Part of how this works is if your body is working just a little bit harder, that benefits your aerobic part of your exercise. And so it will help, especially also with your lung function. It can help with how your heart is working. So not trying to push too much too fast, but pushing your body just enough. And just a good guide for that is trying to push it enough so that you can still carry on a conversation, but, you know, you're a little bit out of breath while you're trying to do it.
I've seen a lot of people power walking. Talk for a minute about what our hands should be doing or our arms should be doing. And is it, does it make a difference if we're carrying like a water bottle or something?
Yeah, good question. Our hands should just be relaxed kind of at the side and swinging comfortably back and forth. That's an ideal position. Adding extra weight can be really helpful, whether that is, you know, carrying something, or some people like to wear maybe a weighted vest or a backpack. If, you know, you're able to do that, that can be helpful to actually increase the intensity of the walking, and helps also, especially for bone density. So as we age and are losing some of our bone density, having that extra weight can be really helpful in preventing our body from losing the bone density.
Many of us spend most of our days sitting at a desk or something like that. How does the posture we have sitting at our desk affect our walking posture?
You know just as well as I know that when we're sitting, we just want to relax and kind of everything rolls forward, rolls inward. So everything up front kind of tightens up, and the back muscles really don't get much use. And when we're walking, you know, walking or standing, we're forced to engage those muscles in the back. And that is really helpful to try to kind of pull the shoulder blades back and pull everything back and kind of strengthen that portion that really helps in preventing back pain and so many other issues that develop. So walking and standing naturally kind of counteract some of those bad habits that we form from just sitting all day long.
Right. What would you like people to think about when it comes to water? How much water should we be drinking? Or should we be drinking water before we begin and then more water after we walk?
Here in Utah, it is so dry and often so hot. So it's great if you can be hydrated before going on the walk. In the winter, maybe not as important, but always we want you to be hydrated before. It's not, if you're going on a short walk, you don't have to be drinking, you know, during the walk, but drinking to thirst is a good recommendation. You don't have to be overly hydrated, but just making sure you have access to water would be ideal.
Are there some safety tips that we should think about, like when we're walking upstairs or walking up hills, things that could ultimately result in injury?
Absolutely. We see it all the time. You know, people are trying to be active, trying to, you know, do the right thing and get moving. And then you have a trip and a fall, and then you have a step back, you know, healing from that injury. So what we usually recommend is it can be really helpful when you're going on a hike to have some hiking poles, especially if you have some pain already naturally, you know, maybe some knee pain or something that shows up when you're going downhill or, you know, with steeper inclines. So having something to help support you, like a hiking pole or a railing if you're doing stairs, definitely is recommended, because stairs will trip any of us up. So we see it in the office all day.
Doctor, any final thoughts you'd like to leave people with? Maybe some inspiration for them to get out and start walking?
I would encourage anyone who can to get out and walk. And maybe, I know sometimes it can be hard when you're, you know, in the house, it's cold. And if you can find someone that can go on a walk with you and make it a little bit more enjoyable and hold you accountable, even as it gets colder and a little bit more icy out there, there's someone to go with you, I think that would be great, or a good book or podcast to listen to while you do it so you can enjoy it. We'd love to help encourage everyone to be able to get out, go for a walk, even if it's just 10 minutes a couple times a day. That would be amazing.
Doctor, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with me.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
My guest today has been Dr. Julia Camel. She's a sports medicine physician with Intermountain Health. Thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. You can find more health and fitness tips on our socials. Find us on Instagram at Moving Maria and on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.
Is your cash earning 4.25% APY right this very moment? It could be if it wasn't a Wealthfront cash account. With Wealthfront, you can earn 4.25% APY through partner banks until you're ready to invest. And you get free same-day withdrawals to eligible accounts every day. Yes, even on weekends and holidays. 4.25% APY is not a promotional rate. There's no limit to what you can deposit and earn, and you even get the protection of up to $8 million in FDIC insurance through Wealthfront's partner banks. For same-day withdrawals, just start your withdrawal as late as 9 p.m. Eastern to one of over 550 eligible banks and credit unions to get it the same day. And it takes just minutes to transfer your cash to any of Wealthfront's award-winning investing accounts when you're ready. Sign up is easy. Go to Wealthfront.com to get started earning interest and building your wealth today. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage isn't a bank. Funds are conveyed to partner banks who accept and maintain deposits and provide the interest rate and FDIC insurance. Rate is subject to change. Investment management accounts, which are not FDIC insured, are provided by Wealthfront Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.